Ken Paplowski at the Siletz Bay Music Festival.
I have a really super, super special guest today, and it's someone who I've had the great pleasure of working with quite a few years ago now, actually, and I was just going through some old photos, and I saw a picture of us doing ragtime together, and I couldn't even remember how many years ago that was.
Gosh, I think that would have been, 2008 or 2009, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. And I was that your last show in Portland, or did you do something after that?
I did a few more things after that. I worked at the Broadway Rose, and I worked at Lakewood. I think actually Sweet Charity at Lakewood might have been my last show.
Oh, that was a great show. That was the one that Isaac Lamb directed with Amy Beth Frankel.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was a great production.
And they were an incredible team to work with. And I actually hadn't really music directed a lot of stuff on my own. I mean, working at Portland Center Stage, I worked with Drake Lewis and learned a ton from him and had done some smaller shows on my own. But when Isaac came to me and said, all right, you know, Sweet Charity, a big old school musical with a big band, big dance arrangements, I was like, okay, let's do this.
And you dug in?
And really it was that show that kind of, you know, ironically gave me the confidence to say, all right, I'm ready to go to New York, you know, sort of having found a really cool community in Portland, I was like, okay, now I have to leave.
Huh.
Now I have to go to New York.
Well, it's pretty...
Because if I don't do it now, I'm never going to sort of know how far this could take me.
Right. And of course, I haven't even said your name yet because we just leapt into talking, but this is Kurt Crowley, and he is currently working on a musical. I don't know if any of you might have heard of it. It's called Hamilton. Yeah. Yeah. So tell everybody what you're up to there. I know, I mean, gosh, it's so wonderful to feel some kind of pride about someone who's gone on to do something so remarkable as that show in particular. And and just so much fun to see your success because you're such an excellent person at what you do. So how is it working over there? What's the story?
Oh, it's incredible. I mean, it's been a year. One of our cast members recently put it best. She said, it's been a series of once-in-a-lifetime experiences, one after another.
Uh-huh.
And that really, you know, since, you know, I started working on Hamilton about over 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
With the reading, you know, when it was first being kind of said aloud at music stands. I was just telling somebody a story about that the other day. I was kind of in a room trying to teach the music and reading it as fast as they could teach it. And my brain would be so tiny. There's so many words in the thing. It's so dense as you've heard it.
Mm-hmm.
I would go home at the end of the day exhausted and somewhere in the back of my head just saying, like, is this amazing? This might be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't even know. My brain is so tired of all this. And so then I was with it all the way through. Then the other developmental workshops where we started adding choreography, started refining the show through the off-Broadway run. And then a year ago this week, we started previews on Broadway. And my role is the associate conductor, associate music director. So I play in the band, and about twice a week, or depending, I actually conduct the show. I also run rehearsals. I teach understudies, make the schedule for the week. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've just had so many amazing things. Obviously, the audiences are incredible. The, you know, the luminaries, the artists and celebrities who have come through to see the show and express their admiration is incredible.
I just recently saw a photo of Bill and Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, they were there last weekend. And actually, coming again, we're doing a fundraiser for the DNC and Hillary on next Tuesday.
Wow.
So they'll be back again. The president has been twice to the theater. We have to perform at the Lighthouse. We performed on the Grammys, on the Tonys. You know, Lin won a Pulitzer Prize. Lin won just about every award. They're like inventing new awards to give him now.
Well, maybe if he'll come to Portland, we'll give him, you know, a Stumptown Award.
I think you should.
Okay,
you
know, we'll invent something.
He's just like a kid in a candy store. You know, he just can't. You know, he's you know, as many demands as there are on his time and energy. I love watching him because he's just like all of them. Like I know you are, Susanna, working with you. Like just. Loves doing this. Like, he's not in it for the fame. He's not in it for any recognition. He just loves the thing of theater, like showing up, doing the show. It's actually a little melancholy this week because this is his final performance in the role is actually tomorrow night.
Hmm.
And then he leaves us for other writing projects, film stuff, you know, many things he has coming up. But, you know, we'll be in good hands. Like, I've already been working with the understudies, the people who are replacing, replacing the lead roles. And, It's been a truly incredible experience.
Well, it's so interesting because, first of all, thanks for that compliment to put my name in the same breath as Lin-Manuel Miranda is like, wow. But, and I really get my head around, I mean, it's how it is working with you, and there are special people in this business who really, I mean, it's the collaboration is such a joy. And you know, Andy Blankenbuehler, who is the Hamilton choreographer, choreographed me in Gypsy at Portland Center Stage many years ago. And I remember after working with him, and he's such a generous, wonderful person, I brought my daughter, my daughters to see In the Heights, and watching him, you know, transform and, you know, do this incredible choreography that's so memorable and you know, exquisite. So Portland has, there are a lot of interesting, subtle connections with Portland. I know Amber White also, you know.
Amber? She's the PSN now.
Yeah, she stage managed me in at Portland Center Stage in My Fair Lady. I mean, it's just all very interesting. I don't know if people who aren't a part of the theater community are aware of all these interesting connections.
Right.
It's kind of an interesting, small, creative world, you know?
Well, actually, our first, the very first King George when we were off-Broadway is Brian Darcy James, who we talked about Portland a lot. He was married in Portland.
Oh, for heaven's sake. That's interesting.
Yeah, so he knew a lot of the landmarks. I don't know if he's ever worked there, but...
Oh, that's interesting. Well, gosh, I bet we'd love to have him here, too.
Right.
Your job sounds incredibly dense. I mean, that is a lot, and especially with the new cast coming in these next few weeks, you're so kind to take the time to talk.
Oh, thank you. No, it's an incredibly dense show, as you say. I mean, if you've heard the album or if you've seen it, I mean, there's 50 songs in the score. Mm. You know, a lot of musical scores will have 25 songs. This is 50, and the amount of words. Yeah, sound guys counted, there's something like 29,000 words in the show.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible.
And even the ensemble members are on stage most of the time. If they're not dancing, they're kind of hanging in the surround. I mean, part of the whole idea of the show is it's really an ensemble piece. And so to teach any one track from beginning to end just takes far longer than any other show I've been a part of.
Wow.
And to dance, you know, to a song, the choreography, you have to know the lyrics. You have to know what's the rap that Hamilton's doing at that moment because it's not set to count. So we're discovering it. It takes 6 to 7 to 8 weeks to get somebody put into the show, which is, by Broadway standards, a very long time.
Right.
And so it just is required. We've had to kind of retool our whole method of planning and teaching the show. And but you know, it's exciting. That's kind of why you do it. You know, you kind of refresh the show every time you put somebody new in, and they bring their new energy, and because the whole show is about, you know, the American experiment, and Hamilton, in Lin's version, embodies the fact that outsiders come in and bring their ideas and their energy and refresh it, and that's what makes America. And so I love that that kind of is carried on metaphorically in the actual show, that we bring in outsiders, we bring new people into the family, and they, you know, they don't have to. The traditional word, as you know, is to replace in a show, but we're actually not looking to replace Lin. We're looking for another person with that Hamilton spark, or we're looking for another person with that Burr focus and drive, but not a true replacement. It's not that I want them to sound the same way or look the same way. That's been interesting as we're doing that kind of the first stage of time.
That is such a beautiful metaphor for art in general, and certainly speaks to, you know, our current political situation, and it gives me heart just to know that message is out there reaching so many people.
Thank you. I mean, that's kind of what I love about, you know, when I started in Portland has such a great community feel, and I even remember, you know, when we were doing a show like Ragtime, like that already felt like it had, you know, a political and American message along with it. I mean, the fact you have these three different groups circling each other, and so I think Hamilton is very conscious of how it fits in and builds on that kind of thing. And, you know, presents even another more complex version of America and how it started and how it grows. And so it's, it's been truly an amazing thing to kind of watch and watch the reaction. You know, we actually have, you know, hip hop rap stars coming to see the show on Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
And that's cool for me because that's not a world that I'm very familiar with or, you know, have a lot of experience listening to 90s hip hop. But to see these people come to see this piece of theater, to want to be in the room where it happens, so to speak, it's really exciting.
Gosh, Kurt, that's just wonderful. So, I mean, I'm assuming you're going to be staying with the show for a long time to come.
You know, I sure hope so. I mean, you know, there's an element of, like, being careful not to burn out because, as you said, the job I have now is very intense. It's 6 days a week, you know, usually rehearsals during the day, shows at night, conducting or playing. So it can be a lot. And I have to kind of, you know, monitor my own energy level. But, the nice thing is I've had the freedom to kind of, you know, take a little time away, you know, take a night off or actually work on other projects. I got to go to Paris this spring and work on a show at the Châtelet Theater. This was a show we brought into the Châtelet that we had workshops in Cuba back in 2014.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
And so it's like an Afro-Cuban adaptation of Carmen. So it was really a tremendous thing. And because of my schedule, I could only be there for a few weeks of the run, but it really kind of, you know, replenished my artistic energy before I came back to Hamilton.
Right.
And it's a really cool show. It was really fun to do.
I just read a little bit about the Théâtre du Châtelet because a gentleman I did Sweeney Todd with at Portland Opera had done Kiss Me, Kate there, and I didn't know a thing about it. What a beautiful and amazing space. They're doing some great things.
It's incredible. I mean, American in Paris started there before I moved to Broadway. They did a production of Singing in the Rain that is hoping to transfer to Broadway. Kiss Me, Kate had been there, I think, shortly before we were.
Interesting. So what do you do to unwind, for heaven's sake? I mean, you're in New York City. You're in the capital of not unwinding. How do you chill it?
That's a really good, especially this time of year in the middle of summer when it's so hot and humid.
Right.
I'm actually very fortunate in the sense that my boyfriend, Carlos, is a dancer, and he is actually also working on a Broadway show right now called On Your Feet.
Oh,
and
beautiful show.
Lo and behold, their theater is next door to mine.
Oh.
I mean, if you couldn't have planned it.
That's so cute. There's got to be a musical in that, for heaven's sake.
I hope someone will tell our story someday. But so that's what it is. You know, we each finish our shows, and, you know, we have a designated meeting spot after the show, and we kind of get on the train to go home and, like, talk about, you know, the few things that happen because we both know each other's shows and cast really well. And by the time we get home, we've kind of decompressed and put the shows aside. And then we can make dinner and, you know, kind of go on with our lives. It really is. That's been a tremendous blessing. Along with all the other amazing things about the show.
Right. Well, you know, that's the thing, you know, the art is wonderful and it's such, art is life for all of us, you know, that's what we do and we love it. And, you know, when that your relationships and things, just that confluence of peacefulness around the, you know, busyness of how and what we do, it sounds like you have got that going on in spades.
It really is. You know, like I said, I couldn't have ever planned that that would happen. And then also that his show will be part of this same season. You know, On Your Feet is the story of Gloria Stefan. And, you know, so it's another immigrant story like Hamilton, of people coming to America and kind of making their mark, and it's an all Latino cast, and so it just feels like something much bigger than us that we're part of, and I like that. I love that feeling, and I remember that even in Portland, you know, when we did Ragtime together, it was just like, oh, this is what theater can be. You know, this is not me, a kid from Montana, you know, just trying to get a job playing piano in Portland. It's like, I felt like I was part of something. I remember that production. For me, there were New York actors who had come out for it. There were some local people. I got to, you know, meeting you and watching you through that process, learning from Rick. Mm-hmm. It just was like, oh, this is what theater can be. Why wouldn't I want to just keep pursuing this?
Right.
And that was a big moment.
Yeah, and I have to say, especially now, it is important to feel some reason to be proud to be an American. And I'd say that all the shows you're mentioning are that reason, you know, that we can keep putting forward the idea of equity and love and compassion in the art form. And that's what we have to keep doing and reaching as many people as we can.
Yeah, hugely. That's very important.
Yeah. Well, I know you've got to get going to your next thing, and I'm just so delighted to have the chance to talk to you. It's so nice. You sound so happy, Kurt. I'm so happy for you.
No, I really am. I really am happy, and send you know all my love to you and, and that wonderful community of artists in Portland. You know, there's quite a few people I knew from then who have made their way out to New York. And so when we run into each other, it's nice to kind of hear about what's going on in Portland to reconnect to that community. And I wish I could get there more often just because I love how beautiful that town is.
Yeah, well, you'll get back here, I bet, but, you know, probably be a little while. And, you know, until then, everyone in Portland sends their love to you, and I'll send you a link to the podcast, and you can give a listen when you have, you know, for heaven's sake. You might not be able to give a listen, but I'm really grateful you did it, and I hope to see you soon, that's for sure.
Thank you so much, dear. Yes, let me know when you're out of New York again next.
Will do, and much love to you and everyone at Hamilton. And have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thanks so much.
Okay.
All right. Take care.
Bye, Kurt.